News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a key meeting with Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Tuesday. Sources told CNN News 18 that security and policy-related discussions were on the table and that the main agenda of the meeting was to expedite the process of formulating a drone policy for India. India will have a drone policy very soon, top sources told CNN News 18. The meeting comes in the backdrop of Sunday's drone attack on the Jammu Air Base and the events that followed. The meeting started at 4 p.m., sources said. Ahead of the meeting with PM Modi, Singh also met with the top brass of the Air Force. Officials said the agenda of the meeting was also drones and formulating a policy on them. The meeting in South Block, also attended by the Air Chief, seemed to be a preparatory meeting ahead of Singh's meeting with the PM later in the evening. The agenda of the meeting was to expedite the process of formulating a drone policy for India, officials said. They claimed both these meetings were incidentally planned days before the Jammu Air Base drone strike. Meanwhile, the investigation into the attack on the Jammu Air Force Station has been handed over to the NIA. In what was the first instance of Pakistan-based terrorists deploying drones to strike vital installations, two bombs were dropped at the IAF station in Jammu in the early hours of Sunday, causing minor injuries to two airmen. The explosions took place around 1:40 a.m., within 6 minutes of each other. The first blast ripped off the roof of a single-story building at the technical area of the airport, manned by the IAF in the Satwari area, on the outskirts of the city. The second one was on the ground. The officials said the explosive material dropped by the drones might have been manufactured using a cocktail consisting of RDX, but a final confirmation was still awaited. Investigators were yet to determine the flight path of the drones that dropped the bombs as they scanned the CCTV footage, including from cameras installed on the boundary walls of the airport. However, all the CCTV cameras focused on the roadside, the official said. The drones that dropped the explosives were either flown back across the border or to some other destination during the night, they suspect. Representatives of Facebook and Google deposed before the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Information Technology headed by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor in Delhi on Tuesday. Parliamentary Committee sources told CNN News 18 that Facebook India was represented by Shivnath Thakral, Director of Public Policy, and Namrata Singh, Associate General Counsel. For Google, Aman Jain, its India Head of Government Affairs and Public Policy, and Geetanjali Duggar, Director of its legal team, deposed before the panel. According to sources, the committee members, without mincing words, told Facebook and Google that there has to be compliance with the rule of law and the rules mandated by the Indian government by all social media platforms. Stringent norms of data privacy and data security must be followed. The current flaws are unacceptable, the social media giants were told. Members also expressed concern over the safety feature on Facebook and regarding the security of women. On this, Facebook maintained that their data is protected by end-to-end encryption and that any leak of data or information inadvertently happens through the device and not via WhatsApp or Facebook. Additionally, panel members also asked if there was a way to protect women on such platforms, to which Facebook said that they can take action only when the matter is reported, as they do not have a sua moto way of filing a complaint. The committee is also said to have raised questions over Google's alleged listening in on people's conversations through the speakers in people's phones. Details have been sought on the same, sources said. Fugitive Diamante Mehul Choksi is planning to evade from Dominica as his Syria-born Antiguan close aide Hani Saloum is believed to have arranged a boat to take him to an unknown location, sources told CNN News 18. After he was reported missing on May 23 from Antigua and Barbuda, the PNB scam accused Choksi was later detained by Dominican government for illegal entry into the island country. According to some sources, it is suspected that Saloom, who has already arrived in Dominica, has met Choksi's brother Chetan Choksi to plan a safe passage of the absconding businessman to an unknown location. The sources further shared that Saloom owns a transportation business in Antigua and Barbuda and residing there for the last several years. Saloom is the close aide of the person who was spotted walking with Mehul Choksi days before he went missing from Antigua and Barbuda and was shown on CNN News 18. Moreover, Choksi has now hinted at another conspiracy by renting a three-bedroom house in Chekhol to back his bail plea in the High Court of Dominica. It is believed that he has also got into an agreement with the landlord Clifton Shillingford and agreed to pay an EC $6,000 rent for each month and an additional security deposit of $6,000. The rent agreement shows two tenants, which are Mehul C. Choksi and his cousin brother Chetan C. Choksi, which is beginning from July 1, 2021 and ending on September 30, 2021. A few days back, CNN News 18 accessed pictures of Choksi with his agent who purportedly helped him escape from Antigua and Barbuda. Antigua police sources told CNN News 18 that efforts are on to identify the man. According to the initial probe, the man was attempting to take Choksi to Cuba through the sea route, but the plan was foiled after he was nabbed in Dominica. Govin, Choksi's close friend in Antigua, has exposed his plan to leave Antigua and settle in a safe house in Cuba. Govin has revealed that the fugitive Diamantaire holds another citizenship of a Caribbean country apart from Antigua and Barbuda, police sources said. Indian intelligence sources had told CNN News 18 that Choksi made up his kidnapping story as he knew about the Antigua government's commitment to send him back to India. Choksi and his nephew Neera Modi had fled India in the first week of January 2018, weeks before a multi-crore scam in the Punjab National Bank rocked the Indian banking industry. The duo allegedly bribed officials of the state-run bank to get letters of undertaking based on which they availed loans from overseas banks that remained unpaid. Amid celebrations of the centenary of the ruling Communist Party, Chinese President Xi Jinping has awarded loyal party members with medals and called for adherence to Marxism. Xi's speech at a ceremony on Tuesday follows a lavish celebration at Beijing's Olympic Stadium on Monday night, emphasizing China's rise to economic and political prominence following reforms enacted more than 40 years ago. While unleashing private industry, the ruling party has maintained an iron grip on political power, along with preferential policies towards state-run companies. All party comrades should take their faith in Marxism and the socialism with Chinese characteristics as their life's purposes, she said in his address to medal winners. Celebrations conclude with a commemoration on Thursday at Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Over his 9 years as party head, Xi has established himself as China's most powerful ruler since Mao Zedong, who founded the People's Republic in 1949 after defeating Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists amid a civil war. Like Mao, Xi is not bound by term limits and at 68 will likely remain in office for years to come. While repressing any sign of political opposition at home and promoting an anti-corruption campaign, he has advanced an increasingly assertive foreign policy that seeks to command control over the South China Sea, intimidate Taiwan into accepting Beijing's control, and join with Russia in challenging US influence in international affairs. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.